called, the Magi secretly and found out from them exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star had seen when it rose, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary and bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in the dream not to go back to the Herod and return to their country by another route.
Good morning. So we are on the day where it's New Year's Eve. Christmas has arrived and we've celebrated with family and friends. We've had wonderful decorations and lots of good foods, a beautiful evening candlelight church service or Sunday morning Christmas Eve service. The children choir sang. You probably exchanged gifts and cards. And if you come to my home, I have tons and tons of chocolates and cookies that were either given to me or bought or all those things of the season. So now we say, after Christmas, the question is, now what? Now what do we do as Christians? For the past few weeks in the season of Advent, we have been preparing to celebrate the birth of Christ. But now that we are in this season of what we call Christmas, what do we do? Now what? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I ask that you guide my words, that they speak the truth through your word of the scriptures. And Lord, we ask to reflect on these words, to think about how they impact our life, and to know how the scriptures speak to us. For Lord, we hope these reflections are acceptable in your sight, for you are our Redeemer, our Sustainer, and our Creator, now and forever. Amen. So the question is, now what? Now what do we do? The answer is, we wait and we watch. And for us, we say, well, that doesn't sound right. We know Christ was born, an infant in the manger. We know Christ grew up. We don't have a lot of recordings of his growing up young years. We know as a young boy he went to the temple and was lost, but his parents found him teaching in the temple. We don't have really other stories of his middle school or teenage years. But we know as an adult all the wondrous things he did. As a young adult, as a man, he taught, he was in ministry, he had disciples, he performed miracles, he preached the word of God and taught about God's love available for all, God's mercy made possible through his own death. We have all these stories, and we know that his death on the cross was for us, for the sins of the world. He was nailed to the cross, his hands, his feet, a crown of thorns placed on his head. And we know he died on the cross, but the death did not end the story. We know he was put in a cave, he was buried, but he resurrected. He appeared later as a resurrected Christ before his disciples. He broke bread with them on the road to Emmaus. He taught them again about spreading the good news of his resurrection, of his death for the sins of the world. And then he ascended into heaven to be with God. We know this wondrous story of Christ, and we should then say, okay, this story is complete. Why then do we have to continue to watch and to wait? We are called to continue to watch and to wait for a very specific and important reason. Because we know that Christ will come again. We know that the world is hurting, and we must watch and wait for his return. But watching and waiting does not just mean sitting still. If I were to say, let's wait for the clock to go around a full minute and we watch the second hand, we wouldn't really be doing anything. But when we say we are watching and waiting, we're not being still, but we are in action as well. For we know that the people before Jesus was born were watching and waiting. We hear the words from the prophet in Micah chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. They knew the words that the scripture said, that he shall give up until that time a woman who is in labor, who will bring forth the kindred for the people of Israel. And this kindred shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and they shall be the one of peace. The people knew that the Savior or Messiah was coming, the one of peace. They waited. They watched for the signs that were to come. And today, we ourselves become watchers. How do we do that? Let's first think about the people who were present when Jesus was born. The angels, the shepherds, the wise men, and the children, they did such a wonderful job last Sunday. And to be honest, we didn't practice it, but they did so well. Because the angels knew they were to be angels, and the shepherds knew they were to be the shepherds, and the lambs knew to be the lambs who followed the shepherds. And our three wise gals did a great job bringing in the gifts. Everyone knew their part. And in that time when Jesus was born, everyone themselves had a part as watchers, as waiters, as people who were there for the birth of Jesus. We know the angels were there first to share the good news of the night that Christ was born. And angels in biblical times, and even in our times today, we know angels watch over us. The angels protect us. They say that angels act on behalf of God. They're messengers for God. They are there with you and watch over you. They say you can have an angel on your shoulder guiding you in the right direction, just as you have prayer and speak to God. And on that night when Jesus was born, the angels were watching. They were watching as Mary gave birth to Jesus. They were watching as the shepherds were watching the sheep. They were watching as the shepherds then traveled to see Jesus. For the angel spoke the words of the prophet Isaiah, that for unto us a child has been born, a son given to us, authority resting upon his shoulders. He is named Mighty Counselor, Wonderful God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the angels then told the message to the shepherds. The shepherds themselves were known to be watchers. They watched their sheep diligently. The sheep were their livelihood. They would sell the sheep to the temples, that the temples used the sheep for sacrifices. They wanted to make sure none of their sheep were ever eaten by wolves. None of their sheep were lost from the flock, and none of their sheep drowned in rivers or nearby waters. They were always watching carefully over their sheep. So it made sense then that God then called these shepherds to be one of the first people to see the birth of Christ, to be at Christ's birth, to see the newborn baby that was born. The shepherds were chosen specifically because they were known to be good watchers. And we also know the story, as we heard in this morning's scripture passage, of the wise men who also then visited Christ after his birth. For the wise men were also known as watchers. They were known to be astrologers. They were known to be alchemists. They were known to even be like magicians. But they were ones who were always watching. The wise men, they say, watched the stars. And when they saw that bright shining star in the night, they knew something special was happening. And they watched the star, and they traveled with the star. And they went to Herod and said, "What is this star for?" And Herod sent them to find the newborn prince, the king that was born. But we know Herod had ulterior plans, that Herod wanted to harm the child. And when he sent the wise men out as they were watching and following the star that led them to Jesus, where Jesus was in Bethlehem, that the wise men then decided to not tell Herod where the star was. And they gave Jesus not just these gifts of frankincense and myrrh and incense, but they also gave Jesus the gift of not telling Herod where Jesus was. They saved Jesus' life as well. And all these characters of the story of Jesus' birth, the angels, the shepherds, and wise men, they did what they always had been doing, watching. The angels watched over people. Then they watched Jesus who was born. The shepherds watched over the lambs who they protected. And then they watched as Jesus was in the manger before them. And the wise men always watched the stars. And then the wise men came before Jesus and brought their gifts and watched him, knowing that he was the light of God. He would be the light into the world, and they wanted to protect him. We ourselves today want to continue that legacy then, to be watchers for Christ. For Jesus says to his disciples in Matthew 24, verse 32, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know what day your Lord will come." We know that the Lord will come again and bring more peace on earth, that this earth is struggling, that the people are continuing to fight with each other, that there is hatred in this world. But we as Christians, if we say we are watching and waiting for Christ, we must then teach about Christ. As I've shared these past Sundays, we want to tell the good news and the message of his birth, the great joy and the tidings, But we must also tell about how God's love is so great for us that he gave his son up on the cross for us, and the sins were forgiven because of this. We have new brother in Christ who has joined our church, and we have many long-term members as well, but we all seek and say the same thing. We seek Christ in our lives, and we say that his life, his death on the cross, makes salvation available for us. So I ask you to think about, as we go into this new year, what your many resolutions will be. Some people make resolutions where I say they fall into two categories, where you do more of one thing, or another category is where you do less. So, you know, a typical New Year's resolution would be, I want to lose weight. So you eat less, maybe, to lose weight, or you exercise more to lose weight. You're doing less or you're doing more. Or some people say, you know, I'd really like to buy a house this year, so I'm going to work more hours at work, and I'll spend less money on items so I can save money to buy a house. You're either doing more or you're doing less. But I think about us as Christians, and when we make New Year's resolutions, what do we resolute to do? Let's think about doing less of worry, less of anxiety, less of dependence on material things, and more faith, more trust, more reflection, more prayer time with God. We want to do more of those things. And I invite you now to turn in your worship bulletin, and you'll see a prayer for Watch Night printed in the bulletin. This is a prayer that I will have us say at the end of the message, but to think about how, even in this night, on this New Year's Eve, and depends on your schedule. I'm not sure if Phil and I will last past midnight, but, you know, some people will have their New Year's start at 10 p.m. when they go to bed and wake up in the morning, and some will stay up till 1 or 2 a.m. I know some people are traveling to Kelsey's house in Riverside. They will have some New Year's celebration then as well. So whatever time you end the new year or start this year or start the new year, I do invite you to take time to say this prayer. The prayer recognizes how magnificent the Lord is in our lives, how he gave us the light of the world, and how the prophets always spoke of the Lord. And then we know we need to let go of the disappointments of our past to open our hearts to receive a new year and all the blessings that the Lord will give us. And we ask that the light shine in us so that we may reach out to others. It is a good prayer that I will have us say at the end of this message. But when we think about being watchers for Christ, to pray, to reflect, to read the scriptures, to watch what is happening in our lives, in the lives of our neighborhood, our community, and in our world, that is what we do when we want to spread the message. You want to be able to watch and observe and see what is happening around you, and then you can go in and share the good news. If you want to share the good news with children, you watch and see how children play and reach out to them on their level. It doesn't make sense for me to go in to talk to five-year-olds and bring the Bible and just start reading the Bible to them straight word for word. Or at the same time, you wouldn't go into a business meeting and just talk about God without talking about some other things as well, to connect with someone, to watch how they are and to observe them, and then be able to connect to them better. So when we say we are watching and we are waiting, we are not being still, but we are observing what is happening around us. We are seeing the people that need to be reached out to, and we are learning how we can reach out best to them by watching them first. That is what angels did as they watched the people for the Lord. That is what the shepherds did as they took care of the lambs that they knew were to be given to the Lord. And that is what the wise men did as they watched the star and followed it to Jesus. They were watchers, and we ourselves are asked to be watchers. I will talk more about that in the new year, but also focus on prayer. Because in this time of watching, we must always be praying. Praying to God by ourselves individually, praying with a group. We have a wonderful group that prays each Saturday morning. Praying with a prayer partner. I hope you all have a prayer partner in church. And praying at fellowship and Bible study times. We must always be in prayer together. I now invite us to read together the Watch Night Prayer. Lord, how magnificent is your name in all the earth. Your voice spoke the word of light, and light was given. Your prophets boldly stepped forward to proclaim your presence. Your love streamed down, and Jesus came to heal, guide, and bring us to you. Your power hovered over us, inspiring us to be your witnesses. Lord, we want to be ready to serve you. We need to let go of the disappointments and fears of the past. Open our hearts in the new year to receive your love and blessings for us. Let the light for your love shine in us so that others may come to know you. In this time of new beginnings, instill us with courage and confidence so we may accomplish all for your glory. Amen. So I encourage you to say this prayer in the beginning of the new year or even tonight before you go to bed, to always continuously be in prayer, to ask the Lord to guide you as you are watchers, to see what is happening in this world, happening in the lives of your family members, happening in the community and neighborhood. For when we watch, then we are able to serve the Lord, to know how we can go out to help and to be a witness to Christ and the good news. We pray all these things in his name. Amen.